It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. And Larry is on the line. How you doing, Larry?
Right now, I'm doing just fine. If I start hear my teeth shatter, that means because I'm making the phone call outside, and we have 17 degrees with a wind, and that's enough to make us feel chilly. This is a real February morning. We are having more of the, we would expect, quote, normal temperatures of February. The average temperature is so much higher than normal, it's almost embarrassing. About 30 degrees average compared to a normal, which is about half that. And the high temperature for the month so far has been 50 degrees. We had one day, and the low happened this morning, 17 degrees. According to the forecast, the Weather Service says in the next couple of days, we're going to get into the single digits. We got a little bit of snow, only a couple of dustings. I doubt if we even got a half inch total. Even with all the mild temperatures we've been having, the ground is still frozen. And the lake, I came back from a walk this morning, walking on the lake. The lake is still with ice, and the snow will last there longer than anywhere else. During my walk this morning, as well as yesterday morning, I saw tracks of a number of critters. The ones that are most obvious, of course, I see deer every time, fox, coyote, squirrels. I see their tracks all the time, and then often the mice and voles. And yesterday I saw tracks of a mink as I walked through a swamp. And then each of the last several days I've been seeing tracks of a raccoon. The raccoon has been wandering quite a lot. I do think by the time we get this late in the season, if they wake up, they might be staying awake. And they might be looking for food, but they also might be looking for a mate. So, like I said, the tracks have been wandering quite a bit. Twice this past week, I didn't see tracks of a skunk, but I did smell the skunk. And once again, they're in the same category. They wake up lots of times. We notice them. Other things of note, it seems like every drive I take recently, I've been seeing bald eagles, lots of them, winter here. And then rough-leg hawks. The rough-leg hawks come down from the tundra, and they hunt in open spaces. And lots of times those open spaces here are covered by snow, but not now. And so I'm seeing quite a – every drive I take, I think I see rough-leg hawks. And then this week I had a sight of a red-tail hawk as well. In addition to that, there were a few flocks of birds of note. Saw another flock of Bohemian waxwings. This one was seen in the same area where there was a big growth of crab apples. And even though the crab apples might be dried and shriveled and frozen, these birds will still feed on them. I saw a couple flocks of red poles. Red poles are wintering birds here. They don't stay here permanently. They just come for the winter. And I always like to see if they're going to be seen along the road. Hopefully, I'll see them at the bird feeder. Well, finally, it did happen this week. I had one day where seven red poles showed up at the bird feeder. I thought, oh, great. Finally, they're here. Well, they were, but then they left. I have not seen them since. I think this illustrates again that these birds really do not need our handouts, and they can find food elsewhere. This group just happened to come by and stay for a while, but apparently they found they would rather feed on the alder and birch seeds that they can find on their own. Maybe the biggest sighting of a flock of birds I had this week was a flock of snow buntings seen along the road. Snow buntings are a kind of sparrow. They're white, and that's one reason maybe why they're called snow buntings. They live in the far north. They come down here, usually passing through and going further south for the winter. They show up on Christmas bird counts almost every year. And then we don't usually see them again until around early spring, March or so. Well, this week I saw a flock of them. I estimated the flock was 30, and they're feeding along the side of the road, which is pretty typical for seeing them. There's been the usual crows and ravens and woodpeckers and so forth, but the really unusual sighting happened just the other morning when I saw a pine warbler. Yes, that's a warbler seen in February. Not very likely. What's going on? Well, it was feeding on birch seeds that were near where the bird was, and it was trying to stay out of the wind and such. And some warblers can linger quite late in fall, and some of them can show up pretty early in spring. And this one just probably found conditions were tolerable that it could stay where it was. And it's going to be interesting if I'll be seeing it again on my walks. So, wow, very strange February. This week, the Weather Service made a comparison with a few other Februaries, and they compared it with February of 2012. February of 2012, the temperatures were cooler, but the amount of snow for the whole season was about the same. However, the second half of February in 2012, substantial snows. Now, see if that happens. And this is another thing to keep in mind. March of 2012, probably the warmest March. I was able to paddle on my lake before the end of March. In addition to that, another thing to think of, just 3 years ago, we were finishing up a cold spell in February. We had two weeks where the temperature hardly ever reached above zero, day or night, anytime. Yes, average temperature for those 2 weeks was minus 10, and that was just 3 years ago. So things have turned around quite a bit. It's always interesting. You know, you never get bored if you watch the weather. There's always something going on. So the statistic that I'm a little concerned about, though, however, is dryness, and that was mentioned by the Weather Service as well. We have usually, when we get to this time of year, we have a concern about the snowpack, how hard the snowpack is on the wildlife and things like that. This year we have no snowpack, but if we don't have a snowpack, something else can creep up, a couple of things. One of them is the tick population can be more active, and another one is fire season may start earlier. Other things of note for those who are looking forward, saw some great growth of pussy willows this week. Saw some aspen, male aspen flowers look a lot like pussy willow, and they're coming out now too. That's the quaking aspen. And then the little tree called red osier dogwood, very bright along the side of roads now at this time. So all of those pointing to something else we can look forward to. Anyway, have a good one, and thank you for calling. Take care.
Thank you very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.